This is For You, written by Ackerhart, read by Mistborn Hero. Watakoi Love is Hard for Otaku Podfic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Momose Narumi and Nifuji Hirotaka, and the additional characters Kawakura Tarou and Kajanagi Hanako. Summary. Narumi takes note of how much Hirotaka does and is willing to do for her, and, not wanting to lose at being a good partner, she sets out to return the favor. Recorded for ITPE as a gift for Black Glass. Narumi grunted, visibly annoyed. Again? What's the point of having a favorite character if they are not going to get any screen time? She aggressively shut the manga in her hold and adjusted her more than unorthodox position on the couch, for she was currently sitting upside down with her legs over the backrest and head barely situated on the seat cushion. You get me right, Hirotaka? She spared a glance at his game as he continued to click away at the PS4 controls. Sekiro was no game to scoff at. For casuals, anyway. He personally was just trying not to hit Ishin for entertainment's sake. He answered, half-heartedly, not even processing her question. If only there was an added challenge to this fight. Narumi already knew he had in no way listened to her, and based on their earlier experiences, knew most traditional ways of trying to get his attention wouldn't work, and while she could come onto him again, she felt like trying something new. Ooh, haven't you already done this fight? She said in her most unimpressed voice, not moving from her position. Yeah. He shrugged in response, having tuned into her question the minute it was about games with his self-appointed sixth sense. You should be able to finish this last stage in 2 minutes then. Easy. She stated somewhat smugly, even if she wasn't the actual one playing. There was a nearly imperceptible gleam in Hirotaka's eyes as he silently accepted her added challenge. She watched in silence as his clicking momentarily intensified and then stopped, signifying the end of the fight. With the end of the fight, he turned towards her to propose they try a new multiplayer. Wanna? He paused. Have you been sitting like that this whole time? What are you, 5? Huh? She started, only to realize his added insult. No, of course not. It ups my creativity, you jerk! She reached to jab him, but he casually moved out of the way. He took a sip of his beer. Clearly. Narumi had every intention of calling out his blatant sarcasm before inspiration cut that thought short. Stop! She scrambled into an upright position, looking at him through a rectangle she made with her fingers. Then, she opened her previously discarded manga, the letters BL standing out. So that's what this was about, he caught on. That's it. Don't move, I need my sketchpad. He took a long swing of beer before internalizing a sigh. Well, if it helped Narumi, it wouldn't be too bad. Narumi rushed to work, seemingly always managing to almost be late, but not quite, thank God. Gawakura would surely chew her out if she turned in late. She could already hear the incoming lecture. Luckily, that lecture would have to wait for another day. She had managed to be on time today as well, and like any other day, she plopped herself down at her desk, ready to start trying to work. If only her social media timeline wasn't constantly updating with so many interesting things, like the teaser panels to the new volume on the current BL series that she was obsessing over. It was too good. How was a reasonable person like her supposed to refuse? Scrolling further down, she noticed another notification for her pre-order of a new and upcoming video game. Hirotaka had mentioned his interest in it after she had finished her tangent on how excited she was for the new volume release of her manga. She looked up in his direction. He was hard at work, face as impassive as always. It was a sudden and overpowering thought. He does so much for me. Komiket, proofreading her doujinshi, modeling for it, and more. A pensive look replaced her usual cheerful one. She knew, for a fact, that he was covering an extra shift at work, the game release day, limiting his time to play the game. She also knew how many games he had bought during Golden Week, and how that looked on his balance. Her thoughtful face morphed back into a smiley one. Hirotaka chose to glance in her direction at that time, seemingly a little more lively at the attention she was giving him. Just you wait, Hirotaka. I will be a great girlfriend. Hirotaka wasn't sure how to take her staring. On one hand, she looked to be her cheery self, but on the other, her aura seemed more intense than usual. His confusion was tripled as she later gives him her phone for safekeeping, claiming her hands are possessed by the need to keep her updated on social media, and she has no control over it. Though that last part simply sounded like everyday Narumi. But giving up her phone was unheard of. Until now, that is. A hint of worry passed through him. Was she doing all right? Though most likely Narumi was up to something. Narumi's apparent renewed diligence didn't go unnoticed by Kawakura and Koyanagi either. They both looked in her direction, seeing her fingers flying over the keyboard and face scrunched up in concentration. So, what do you think she's scheming? Koyanagi asked, adjusting her glasses smartly. You know, Kawakura said, carrying an undertone of optimism, maybe she just found her diligence. Koyanagi looked away to face Kawakura. You can't honestly believe that. His face snapped towards her direction. What would be so unbelievable about that? I knew you were stupid, but I didn't think. Koyanagi gestured vaguely towards him. Huh? His voice grew in hostility. You're going to say that after yesterday, you old hag? It was all downhill from there. Everyone in the room knew that. From the coworkers near them that were shrinking away from the commotion, to Narumi and Hirotaka, who shared a mental facepalm. Hirotaka's gaze lingered on Narumi. Hirotaka leans back in his chair, internally annoyed, externally passive. What irony is it that the one day he has more work, Narumi gets time off early, and what irony is it that on the same day, a game he wants is released, well, at least Narumi would have more of a chance to read the new volume release with her free time. Funny how those two release dates ended up being on the same day. He rolled his chair from under his desk and stood up with a nearly inaudible huff. He needed his smoke break. He made no stops as he headed for the designated area for smoking, but he stopped in front of the glass door that led into it as he heard Narumi address him. "Hmm?" He watched her approach. "I know that game you wanted came out today." There was a nervousness to her demeanor that wasn't normally present during their interactions. "So..." She pulled out the game cartridge she had been referring to from behind her and handed it out to him with both hands. To say he was stunned would be an understatement. She had purchased the game for him? He hesitantly accepted the gift, looking down at the cartridge with as much surprise as his face could register. He was just so touched by her kindness. "And don't worry about your double shift either," she told him, gaining her usual confidence back. "I'll cover the other half so you can play." She offered a little wink at the end. Eh? She would do that? He felt blinded by her outward adorableness and internal compassion. He couldn't think of what to say, even though he should have been able to. A thanks would have been a nice start. Yet he continued staring, a faint blush forming around his ears. In this moment, there was a very strong suggestion running through his otherwise empty mind. "I really want to kiss her." So, without thinking any further, he let his gratitude and affection be spoken through action instead. Not that he thought that at the moment. All his giddy mind was on about was the eagerness for action. Her lips were soft, but then again, he had already known that. Still, not like it took away any of his nervousness, and when it ended without him being attacked, this time, he took it as a win. It was amazing. She looked a little surprised before seemingly coming to her senses. In this case, meaning she grabbed him by his coat lapels. "You idiot! We're at work! What if someone had seen us?" "It's fine." He had had a chance to recover by now, and Narumi's less than attractive side was as good a wake-up call as any. "There's never anyone here with me when I come here normally." He casually pried her fingers from his lapels. If he was honest, he almost wished they had been ousted. He wanted the others to know and for her to not be embarrassed. For now, though, he was willing to wait for her. She frantically looked around. No one in sight. Hirataka, instead, ran his fingers along the game she had just gifted to him and moved to walk back to his cubicle. Narumi's offer meant he was free from work now. "Thank you, Narumi." He had the barest hint of a smile, trying his hardest to express himself in full. She gave him a thumbs up and a wide grin in turn. "You better let me play it too." A smile growth in his smile. "Absolutely." With that, he was off. Narumi held her hands close to her chest. This whole thing made her more happy than she had anticipated. His excitement was so cute. Was this how Kawakura felt when he gifted Hana the matching necklaces? It was only later into the shift she was covering that she remembered Animate closed before her shift ended. Her new manga volume. Ah well, she thought. it wasn't worth it to see Hirotaka so happy. She could get the standard version the new day. The bonus packages would leak online later on, anyway. Hirotaka pocketed the manga he had purchased and hurried towards his home. Clearly, the store clerk had not expected him to buy the manga he did. Truthfully, he never would if it weren't for the circumstances. Now, though, he had a game to start. He had been looking forward to this for a while, and it was Saturday, which meant he could play throughout Sunday morning. Narumi really did plan this thing through several days ahead, he realized with more clarity. She really still is amazing. He shot her a text after a bit. Wanna meet at my place tonight after work? Cute kawaii face. Happy kawaii face. Could use the company. Besides, you wanted to see me play. He sets his phone down to focus on setting his game. While it starts up, he pulls out the manga from a bag and sets it on the living room table. Narumi doesn't hesitate to accept Hirotaka's invitation. She needed some time off. Work was way too hard and so long. How the hell does he normally complete it so fast? She tries not to think about Animate as she heads over to Hirotaka's place, instead focusing on getting her aching feet and back from killing her on the way. Just a little bit further, and she could rest down on Hirotaka's couch, which was surprisingly comfortable. He had given her a copy of his house key, so he didn't have to get up from gaming to let her in. And with it, she unlocked his apartment, setting her shoes aside. Yo, I'm home. Here. Welcome back. She rolls her eyes. Of course he would catch her blunder, as if he didn't pretend to ignore her most of the time during his sessions. Right now, she was too tired to care. She dramatically crashes on his couch. Not that he pays any mind. Good work, he tells her. She mutters into his pillow, stopping when she feels him ruffle her hair. Hey, what? She starts off impatiently and then looks at the table. Gifts? She trails off, eyes watering a little. Hirotaka's glances towards her aren't subtle at all as she realizes he went and got this for her because she couldn't. She cries a little as she hugs Hirotaka. It's enough to startle him out of his game. A large game over screen appearing not too long after, but he couldn't care less. You know, she says over his shoulder, you're really amazing, Hirotaka. You are too, Hirotaka admits after a silence. They laugh after a bit at that. Too cheesy for the both of them. Now, with that, they both return to their natural activities, Narumi to reading her new boys' love volume, Hirotaka to actually finishing the new game. The end. This was so cute and, Black Glass, when you recommended the anime in the Podficcat, I got really into it, and then you had it in your Dear Podficker letter, and it was just like, yes, I must Podfic for that one. And I hope you like this one. I read a bunch of fics, and this one really made me feel like this feels like the show a bit, and it's adorable, and I hope you like it, so... Thank you for recommending it in the first place.